Although Louisville has been among the ACC's most talented teams for much of the season, the Cardinals looked a lot like a team that hadn't played a game in nearly 3 weeks, with this their first game since February 1st. The Tar Heels were much more active right from the jump on Saturday, looking like a team that sought out an opponent on Twitter earlier in the week because it wanted to play so bad. Freshman guard Kerwin Walton sank 4 of his 5 three-pointers and tallied 14 of his career-high 19 points in the first half as UNC built a commanding 48-29 halftime lead. Forward Dayron Sharp, another talented Tar Heel freshman, also had 12 of his team-high 21 points in the first half on a night where head coach Roy Williams' team looked as efficient on offense as it has all season long.
Most of it was Kerwin and Dayron, and Kerwin made 4 out of 5 in one stretch there, and then took it to the basket and made one off the dribble drive in the open floor as well. But I've said all along that I think our freshmen are going to be good players. My request is to do it during my lifetime, and today it was in the first half. So hope I get to see more than that before I kick out.
Williams has often criticized his young team's assist-to-turnover ratio, but the Tar Heels were locked in against Louisville. All 10 of UNC's primary rotation players recorded at least one assist, while the team set a new season high with 29 assists and turned the ball over just 11 times. The Tar Heels also shot a season-best 61% from the floor and racked up their two highest-scoring halves of the season in what was by far their most impressive showing to date. Louisville never threatened to come closer in the second half as UNC used the final minutes of the game to practice alley-oops on the fast break. A perfect metaphor to describe how easy the Tar Heels made this win look.
For us, we shot the ball well, which we haven't done very often this year, and we didn't turn it over very much, 29-11. Those are the kind of things that we've been trying to emphasize more than anything. But again, we caught a team that didn't have their game legs today.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.